It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The VISTA program, which stands for Volunteers in Service to America, traces its roots back to 1965 and President Lyndon Johnson's anti-poverty efforts. In the 1990s, the program was merged with another national service organization, AmeriCorps. But the programs face an uncertain future now that President Trump has cut $400 million in funding and ended grants for about 32,000 service workers. The program's fate is being fought in the courts. In recent months, Governor Evers recognized a dozen service members and volunteers working to improve life in Wisconsin. Many of them work for AmeriCorps. Bharat Shetty was named AmeriCorps VISTA Member of the Year. Shetty finishes his tenure with the Wisconsin Association of Free and Charitable Clinics next month. Bharat, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us about what work you've been doing for the Wisconsin Association of Free and Charitable Clinics? What do you have your hands on?
With the Wisconsin, with WFC, my service was focused on supporting the network of free and charitable clinics that serve people who either don't qualify for Medicaid or fall into that coverage gap where they're still uninsured or underinsured. A lot of these folks are working jobs that don't offer benefits, or they're in communities where access to affordable care is already limited. So the needs of these clinics or that they serve are very big but familiar. They do chronic disease management, dental access, behavioral health services, specialty care. And a lot of my work was behind the scenes. I helped clinics build capacity so they could better serve the communities. That meant everything from creating health communication campaigns to coordinating webinars to developing tools that WFC could use to tell their story or advocate for policy change. At the heart of it, I guess, my goal was to help WFC and in turn the clinics the organization serve have resources, visibility, and support they need to keep going and grow.
I wonder, are there unmet public health needs or ways that you could build capacity that could be solved with perhaps better technology in free and charitable clinics?
Yeah, that's a large part of it. I mean, we're always trying to find new partnerships to come in from other organizations that kind of deal with this. We have partnerships with helping us with language translation. So organizations like Genie have been very instrumental in helping us bridge those language gaps. We also are exploring other, we're trying to build partnerships with charitable organizations that provide specialty diagnosis and consultancy, as well as even dermatological consultancy as well. So we're trying to find ways to bring these important services to the clinics to help them expand their reach and what they can do for their patients.
Are these clinics that you see, do they have issues with waiting lists or not ability to serve all people who come to the door?
Yeah, that certainly is an issue. These clinics are seeing an increase in patient load, and they can only do so much. These clinics are primarily funded through private donation or grants, and do not they don't really accept any sort of payment for their services. And so, yeah, capacity is challenging for these clinics, and so. That's also a big reason why AmeriCorps comes in and help bridge that gap where gaps of employment and help that they need.
I understand that before you went into public health, you were thinking about becoming a doctor and you went to med school in India. What prompted you to change course and focus on public health?
While working in India after med school, I've spent some time working there, and I'd say my path to public health really started there while I was practicing in rural and underserved areas. Most of the patients I saw
came in with this some combination of obesity, hypertension, or diabetes, what we often call as the big three chronic diseases. But over time, I realized those conditions weren't just clinical. They were symptoms of much deeper issues tied to lifestyle, tied to environment, and a basic lack of access to even basic health and nutritional knowledge. And so it started to feel like I was putting out fires instead of addressing what was actually fueling these issues. I could prescribe medication, I could give advice, sure, but that didn't seem to help someone who couldn't afford healthy food or didn't know what was driving their illness in the first place. That realization really shifted my focus, and I wanted to move upstream to work on prevention, education, and the systems that shape health on a community or population level. And so that's what really pulled me towards public health. I didn't really stop caring about the individual patients. I just really started caring more about the conditions that and the systems that they were living in.
What similarities or perhaps differences in the health needs are there between people that you see living in the United States versus in India?
I would say at first glance, the healthcare systems in India and the U.S. seems world apart. One's a developed country, one's a developing country. But once you're on the ground, especially working with low-income or marginalized communities, the parallels become abundantly clear. In both places, I've seen how poverty, education, and access, or lack thereof, plays a massive role in health outcomes. In India, it was common for patients to delay care because they couldn't afford it or didn't understand what symptoms meant. In the US, I've seen the same pattern, particularly among uninsured patients or those navigating complex systems like Medicaid. People fall through the cracks, not because they don't care about their health, but because sometimes the system just isn't built with them in mind. Another common thread I saw is the sheer importance of trust. Whether it's a rural village in India or a free clinic in Wisconsin, patients need to feel heard and respected. Building a trust really takes time, cultural awareness, and consistency, and it's often the key to helping people engage in their care and follow through. And so while the infrastructure and resources might be very different, the core challenges like health literacy, access, and equity are surprisingly similar. Hmm. In both places, community-based approaches and preventative cares really seem to make the biggest differences.
We're talking with Bharat Shetty, who is the AmeriCorps VISTA Member of the Year. He's finishing his tenure with the Wisconsin Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. Bharat, according to the AmeriCorps website, 8,400 people worked in Wisconsin last year, and they invested more than $44 million of federal and local funding around the state. What impact do you see these programs having in Wisconsin and quality of life here?
The AmeriCorps has been an essential to the work happening in free and charitable clinics across the state. These clinics run almost entirely on donations and grants. Most don't bill insurance or accept payment for care, so they rely heavily on volunteers and outside support, especially from the AmeriCorps members, AmeriCorps program. AmeriCorps members help keep things running. We support clinic operations, we manage data, we improve patient experience, we handle outreach and volunteers. We help clinics reach more people more effectively. I am incredibly proud to serve alongside my AmeriCorps cohort, because even after programmatic cuts earlier this year, we were placed on administrative hold. We were unsure what the next steps were. During that time, many of them continued to show up for their clinics, volunteering their time, staying involved however they could, and they continued serving their clinic communities that relied on them. Their dedication has been a constant source of inspiration. And what's even more encouraging is that several of them, at least six in our cohort, are either on their way to medical school or actively applying. AmeriCorps doesn't just support communities in the short term. It helps shape the next generation of healthcare providers and public health providers. practitioners who are grounded in service and equity. And so while these cuts were disheartening, I still remain hopeful. I've seen firsthand the impact of this program has on patients, on clinics, and on the people who serve. And I believe that if we continue to share these stories, more people and hopefully those with the power to enact change will see the value in it and step into support.
So you're saying that when the Trump administration canceled AmeriCorps VISTA grants earlier this year, that you saw you and your colleagues still meeting the needs of patients and continuing to do the work. How would you try to convince skeptics that this program is valuable and to justify it? What would you say?
Just look at how we contribute to the state. We prevent through our service with the free and charitable clinics, we are stepping into full, we serve as volunteers stepping into full-time positions. We do this because we want to help. And it's also a valuable and integral part to our professional development. Prior to joining AmeriCorps, you know, I entered the workforce as with someone with a medical background, with a master's in public health, and I just wasn't getting the opportunities that I wanted. I was applying for jobs and I was not getting those roles. I was interviewing and every time they would tell me I was a great candidate, but I just didn't have the experience. Well, late one night surfing on LinkedIn, I came across Serve Wisconsin. And I decided to, Serve Wisconsin, that's an organization working with the AmeriCorps, I decided to apply. That ended up being one of the best professional decisions I ever made. Not only did I have the opportunity to serve with this incredible organization that's just focused on helping people and helping those who fall through those cracks of healthcare, but it also ended up being an integral part of my professional development, as because now after that, I've been given the opportunity to serve and work for other organizations post-service. And so it's not only is it just a on the side of health equity is important, but it's also important for young professionals trying to gain valuable work experience for their next steps.
Hearing you, it's so clear you believe wholeheartedly in this service mission and to help combat so many issues with people's health. When you did hear about the cuts, I wonder, what happened to morale in AmeriCorps and among your colleagues? What was that like?
Yeah. As I said, it was definitely disheartening. There were some scares earlier on where we didn't know what would happen. We were quite unsure, but then we kind of came through with it. Well, I wasn't serving at that moment. I had actually gone to Mexico to get married. So that week I had gotten married. I found out I had won this amazing honor of the AmeriCorps VISTA Member of the Year. And then 2 days after that, we found out that our program had been cut. And so it was definitely a roller coaster of emotions, to say the least. But we had great leadership within WAFC. I'd like to specifically say that, you know, Dominic Coffey, our AmeriCorps manager and our executive director, Dennis Skryuski, really worked to make sure that we would be taken care of. They weren't sure what would happen next, but they wanted to make sure that we were supported in any way we needed. So whether it was making sure that we were being compensated or if we had just to help us with opportunities that we may have to follow post AmeriCorps, such as, you know, job opportunities or whatever, they made sure to keep in constant communication with us and make sure that we weren't alone in this and that they supported us. Unfortunately, a lot of WAFC's efforts went into making sure that the AmeriCorps members were supported. And so I would say some attention was diverted towards us, but it does mean a lot that they recognize what we did and they want to support us in a way they could.
What can you take away from this experience that you think will guide your career in the future?
I would say that, you know, this has only strengthened my resolve as far as how I feel about public health. I was in clinical medicine and I decided to take a massive detour in my career towards public health, and I feel fulfilled. This has been an incredible experience, and I hope we see more AmeriCorps members in the future, doing their part and learning from it and working towards contributing to a better and healthier future.
Well, Barath, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on this award.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
That is Barath Shetty. Governor Evers named him the AmeriCorps Vista Member of the Year. Shetty finishes his tenure with the Wisconsin Association of Free and Charitable Clinics next month.